This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. If you live in a rural part of New Mexico where your nearest neighbor is miles away, it could be tempting to just tune out this year's election. But David Doler says he can't ignore things like Social Security, Medicare, or talk of infringing on a person's right to keep and bear arms. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco met up with him and his four dogs to find out what he's thinking as Election Day approaches.
Good morning.
Hi. So fancy.
She will jump for a kiss.
Yeah.
We're in New Mexico in the Central Highlands in the southern tip of Valencia County. Our place is at 6,000 feet. My wife and I have 10 acres, and my daughter and her husband bought 30 acres from us, and they live about 500, 600 feet away. The only thing close by that you can identify is the old railroad town of Sholey, which is no longer actually in existence. There's so many rabbits around there. Every morning they get up and come out and wait for the rabbits. Rabbits come out and they're hopping around, you know. And then the rabbits will spot the dog. Everybody's gone. The only reason that I'm so much in favor of Donald Trump is because he's sort of my club. He's my personal club against the existing crop of politicians. He's a total outsider. They all hate him. They all fear him. And as far as I'm concerned, they deserve to be in fear. He's an outsider. He's somebody who hasn't been in politics. He's been in business. He's had businesses failed, and he's rebuilt them. So he at least has that much going for him. I'm 75 years old. I can remember easily when Dwight Eisenhower became president, and I have been interested in and sometimes involved in all of the presidential campaigns since. The one thing that I can tell you for certain is that over the years that I've been aware, the quality of the politicians has deteriorated amazingly. And now, my opinion is that anyone who reaches national level in politics has no longer any moral or ethical standards remaining. They have yielded all. That mule, that is the handiest vehicle you'd ever get. 3 feet of snow doesn't even slow it down. We had the new metal roof was put on this last week. 99% of all politicians have carefully scripted messages. And if they're good, they stay on message. They say exactly what's given to them to say. Trump, he doesn't worry about that too much. He talks off the cuff. He says what he thinks at the moment. He was not presidential. He was not political. The original founders of this country, they wanted citizen legislators. And Trump is closer to that standard than anybody else that's on the campaign. The view is fantastic, a 360-degree mountain view. And the air, you won't find cleaner air any place in the world than here. It's like when Harry Truman ran for election. He ran against a guy named Thomas E. Dewey. And the New York Times had a headline that Dewey had won the election, which was crock. That's the media again. You know, you cannot trust the media. They're deliberately trying to discourage Trump supporters with news, rumors of polls that say Hillary is now sweeping the country. That is absolute absurdity.
David Doler spoke with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. Find KUNM's 2016 Voices Behind the Vote series and all this year's election coverage online at KUNM.org.